Blog Talk Radio.
Carolyn, are you on the air? 301-552, you on the air? We're getting Carolyn Washington to be elected at this event today. It's an event where you have to vote, and you have to go online and vote immediately. So we want you to come back, and she's going to talk about what's important and how she became a community leader and what's in store for you to vote for Carolyn Washington. We'll be right back. It's important that we make sure that Carolyn gets elected today. It's so important that we make sure that she gets elected on the phone. Carolyn, you on the air? Go ahead.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I can hear you now. We lost the connection. Carolyn Washington, the ultimate best leader in the whole wide world in community access. Tell us how you got started and what you're doing as far as community leadership.
Well, Russell, I am passionate about women, girls, and families throughout the DMV. And one of the things that's so important is that we empower women, girls, children, husbands. We do everything from A to Z, but our primary focus is in the area of domestic and sexual violence, girls mentoring, providing workforce development for women that are in poverty or in transition, as well as we work with our young men by sending them to various athletic events so that they can have some cultural awareness and just be engaged. And we do all kinds of things. We do clothing drives, food drives. We do campaigns to help women who are returning to work with professional attire as well as professional knowledge, personal and professional development. We give handbags of toiletries, love for women that are in homeless shelters around the community. We just did one for Mother's Day. We do it for Valentine's Day. We call it a bag of love. And we also do a mentoring program for girls called Daughters of Destiny, where we mentor young girls 9 through 17 and embrace them, engage them in activities, take them to different types of activities in terms of like the symphony, athletic events, things that will give them a new cultural experience, as well as teaching them how to make better decisions, better life choices. And our focus primarily is just to empower women and girls. We call it providing a safe, sacred space for sisters to share, succeed, and to soar.
That is excellent. And what you're doing is not easy. It takes a lot of dedication. It takes a lot of effort on your part to even form an organization. But more than forming an organization to do good works, I have been part of what you're doing for years. I've observed volunteers. I've observed the possibilities, please, all the things that you do. You are truly a leader, a community leader. You are the best. We're going to come right back. I want you to tell everybody how they can vote for you today. It's so important that they go and vote immediately. The polls close at 6 o'clock. We want to make sure everybody that's listening, everybody that's on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Be Here Magazine, everything that is listening in our voice or has the possibility of hearing what you do and see the passion in your voice to vote for you. We'll be right back with Carolyn Washington. Welcome back. We're Carolyn Washington, CEO of Sisters for Sisters. She has the network, the community-based organization that is helping women and men in the community, the DMV. Tell us how you got involved with this nomination and how can they vote for you?
Well, the way I got involved is the fact that I had heard about the Hoodie Awards, which are now the Neighborhood Awards, for some time, and several people thought that it'd be great for us to be nominated and to go out to Vegas and be a part of the experience. But for me, I was always too busy. I've got so much to do. I'm getting ready for my girls' summer camp, backpack drives, Thanksgiving drive, Domestic Violence Month. I always had something on my schedule. But this year, there was that still small voice that we sometimes hear when we're going through a life challenge or a transition, and it said, you need this money for the house. And I knew that what we have is something called the House of Love. It's a 15-bedroom unit that we're going to put women that are escaping domestic violence and women in poverty or transition in this home. We've already seen the house. We've already settled on it, but we need the money to get in this house. So it was then that I realized we need to be in this race. We need to get this money so we can move these women and these families in this house so they will not die from domestic violence, and they will not be living in their cars. So this is what it's really fueling the fire. It's not that I want the glory, the glamour, because I'm not, you know, I'm painfully shy by nature. I don't need all that. But my women need a safe space where they can live, take care of their children, and, you know, provide for them. So that's what is fueling the fire and getting us out there. And we need people to vote. We need you to go. You can go on our site, Sisters for Sisters, or you can go under neighborhoodawards.com. But if you go under our site, there's some questions that they may ask you. So you would want to visit our site, which is sistersforsisters.org. That's S-I-S-T-E-R-S, the number four, S-I-S-T-E-R-S.org. And the ballot sample will be there, and you can just fill it out, and we can soon, hopefully, by the summer, be able to open a house for women and girls called the House of Love and Families, I might add.
That is excellent, excellent. Not only is it needed, it's so awesome that you have seen the vision, the fortitude. You have this gift of seeing a need and filling it. It is a need. It has to be done. Women are living in their cars. Women are living in each other's houses, friends' houses. They leave and they go to their parents' house or they go to their cousin's house. But you can't stay in a house for so long. I always have a saying, fish and company after 3 days start to stink. You can't stay in somebody's house forever. You have to make sure that you have a place, a safe haven that you can feel comfortable in that's yours. And this idea that you're doing is excellent. Excellent, because people now know a woman who's experienced domestic violence can go to this house of love. I like that name, House of Love, because once they come in, they're going to experience love, and you're going to provide this safe haven. We're going to do everything. Be There Magazine is going to do whatever necessary to get the word out for everyone to vote for you today. This is my commitment to you, to your organization. We're going to make sure that this happens. We'll be right back with closing statements. Thank you so much for coming on board, and we're going to make sure that this happens because it's needed. It's something that you deserve, and with the House being put in place, it's going to do so much good. So, again, my hat's off to you. I just believe what you're doing, and we're going to be there for you.
Well, I appreciate that, Russell, because... Thank you.